Hello, I'm Max.
And I'm Raffi.
We're both Seabot pupils at the Dragon.
In this term's episode, we share our bum break with Mar Harvey, Deputy Head Pastoral at the Dragon.
Before moving into her role with senior leadership, Mar Harvey was the head of A Block for 6 years.
We talked to Mar today from the music pods.
Hello, Mar.
Hi, Max. Hi, Raffi. Thank you so much for sharing your bum break with me. I'm really excited to hear your questions.
Mar, you've been a member of the Dragon community since 2015. Looking back, what has been your favourite moment so far in life?
Wow, what a first question. That's really hard because, as we know, Dragon's really exciting, it's really fun. But I think my favourite moment, I don't know if you remember it, but when we came back from COVID. So I was so excited to see everyone, not to be on screens. So that for me is a really special moment where we're all back together in person.
Yeah, very nice. Your passion for sport and physical education is clear. Did you have any other jobs before becoming a teacher? Did you ever want to be a professional athlete?
Right, so I'll start with the first question. So my first official job was when I was 16, just finishing school, and I used to work in Vista Village in Ralph Lauren. Raffi, so cool. for those listening, Raffi's looking really impressed with me. And look at that, and Raffi is wearing Ralph Lauren, so that's really good. But I really enjoyed it because I love clothes and I got to work in one of my favourite shops, so it's brilliant. So that was my first job, and then went to university and then went into teaching.
And then the second one was, did you ever want to become a professional athlete?
Absolutely. But I'm going to be very honest, I wasn't good enough. So I would love to have been either an Olympian in athletics or a hockey player, but I've got to be honest, I just wasn't good enough.
Okay. In September, your job changed from head of upper school to deputy head pastoral. How is your role in the school different now?
It's very different. So before I would be looking after the year eights and the year sevens, so our A and B block. But now I have the really fun job at looking at all the year groups, all the way from pre-prep, so reception, all the way up to A block. So it's quite a big job, but it's really nice actually to get to know all the pupils in the whole school.
When I grow up, I think I'd like to be an actress.
And I'd like to be a rugby player.
Wow.
What did you want to do for a career when you were younger?
I'm afraid this is not going to be the most exciting question, because from when I was your age, I wanted to be a PE teacher. So I fulfilled my dream. So I'm afraid, I'm sorry, it's quite predictable.
My favourite part of school is when I play sport. And mine is when I have games. What's your favourite part of your day at the Dragon?
Well, I'm really glad Raffi said games, because just for those listening, I'm currently her netball coach. So that's a good answer. My favourite part of the day would, I think actually I'll say the start of the day, where I'm quite an early riser, so I like to be in before everyone else, but I love seeing all the children come through the gates and just chat with them in the playground.
My favourite subject is drama, and mine's the same. What's your favourite subject when you were our age at school, and why?
So away from PE, because obviously PE was a favourite of mine, I would say English was my favourite subject. So I had the most amazing English teacher in my secondary school. I'm going to give a little shout out to her. So Mrs. Watts, if you're listening, she was a brilliant teacher because she was, more than anything, really funny. So actually she was quite a character and really inspired me.
Okay. Valuable life lesson you've learned that you would pass on to your younger self?
What a question. That's a really good one. I think it's a very simple one that I'm sure your parents tell you, but I think to simply try your best, that's all you can do. There's that quote of comparison is a thief of all joy. So I think lots of us can compare ourselves, but I think actually just forming your own version of success is all you can do.
What do you think is the most important lesson that we can take away from our time at the Dragon?
So at the Dragon, we're really lucky that we have a strong motto and values. Max, can you tell me what's our motto?
Reach for the sun.
Reach for the sun. So I think that's a really good motto to help everyone get involved, and just be excited to be at school. And Raffi, what's our values?
Kindness, courage and respect.
And I think those values and motto can really take us through to life after school.
My hobbies, or what I enjoy, are sport and drama. And mine are drawing and swimming. What do you do in the weekends and in your spare time?
So, as you know, Dragon's quite busy. So we all get a bit tired, don't we, at the end of the week. So, first of all, I think I try and catch up on sleep. Like you, I like to do a bit of sports. So I might play some hockey, some tennis, maybe go for a run. And if I'm feeling really energetic, I might try and make a roast dinner on a Sunday, if I've got time.
I'm most proud of the time I did a triathlon. What achievement are you most proud of?
I would have to say, most recently, actually getting the job as deputy head at the Dragon. I was really proud and really excited. And it's been a big job, but a really good job for me.
Can you share with us a time that you've shown real courage?
So I'm going to say something similar to Raffi, is when I did my first triathlon. I used to, as a child, have a really bad fear of lakes and the sea. So I was really scared of the water. But I must do a shout out to Mar Ball, because she was my training partner and she helped me face my fear of the deep, dark water. So I tackled my fear and definitely showed courage there.
My hero is my mum, because she's an author and always tries again with her books. And my hero is Johnny Wilkins, because he's cool and he always works hard for his team.
Nice.
Who's your hero and why?
Am I allowed to have two?
Yeah.
You let me. Amazing. So I don't want to leave anyone out, but I'd have to say my parents, my mum and dad. My mum was a teacher as well, so I very much followed in her footsteps in education. And my dad was a police officer. So I'd say both of them have been really good role models of just working really hard. They're really kind. And yeah, I'm very proud to have them as my parents.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be? What would be your superpower name?
I think this was the best question. If you watched Matilda,
yeah,
the film. So I think it was probably my favourite childhood film. And I used to always think it'd be great to be able to move things in my eyes.
Yeah.
Imagine how much you get done in a day. It'd be brilliant. So I was thinking in netball, we'd get all the equipment out, yeah, my eyes. We'd have to ask you guys to carry them. So I'd love to have Matilda's superpower. And I thought you might be able to help me with a superhero name. The best I got, you might be able to beat it, is Hero Harvey.
Oh, that's good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Yes.
We'll go with that.
Why did you choose to be a PE teacher?
I chose to be a PE teacher because I simply love sports. So from a very young age, I really enjoyed sports, everything from hockey, tennis, athletics. So I thought I want to go into a career with doing something I love.
What is your favourite sport?
Very sporty questions here, you two. My favourite sport, I think I'd have to pick hockey.
To me, being at the Dragon means working together. And to me, being in the Dragon means being kind to others.
Really good answers. Do I need to do my version now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think for me, Dragon is a family. And I would say every day brings something new and exciting. And there's always something going on. My answers are a lot longer than your two. Sorry about that.
Thank you for sharing your brand break with us today and answering questions.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've had such a lovely bun break with you both, and I'll see you both soon.
Okay.
Bye.
You are listening to the Dragon School's Bun Break with the podcast, where we put our questions to a member of the Dragon community.